Our guest at the cafe this morning is Jack Neal, the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Doing great. Of course, the Northeast Texas Trail extends from Farmersville to DeKalb, is it? Or
New Boston.
New Boston,
actually,
Boston all across North Texas. And a big event coming up Saturday, April 7th, and this is opening day for trails. All over the country.
This is a national opening day for trails. Rails to Trails Conservancy has put this together. I think they've done about 6 years of this so far. This is our first time to really jump in and really get people out on the trail on April 7th. And we're real lucky. You know, we've got like 19 trail towns out there, and a good number of them have already scheduled events. So we're looking forward to a lot of people out in our trail towns along the trail.
I'm looking at a list here of activities that are going on along the Northeast Texas Trail on that day and on that weekend. I guess, of course, we're broadcasting out of Commerce.
Right.
And the nearest to us would be in Ladonia, which is not far away at all, just right up the road in Fannin County. And so what are they doing that weekend?
They are, I mean, honestly, Ladonia does a lot every weekend. There's a lot going on up there. It really is, to me, one of the most quiet and beautiful parts of the trail. So a lot of folks really sort of check out the Ladonia area for hiking and biking. That weekend, they've got sort of a hike and a walk that they're putting together at this point in time. They're also looking at a trail cleanup, and a lot of our towns are looking at that. You know, we're through the winter and through that time when stuff just sort of gets out there somehow. We don't know how, but it does. And so a lot of towns, including Ladonia, we're going to do some cleaning up. In fact, I'm planning on being in Ladonia for that particular day on the event.
Okay, great. And then Roxton also not far away, just a little bit to the south and west, I guess, of Paris.
Roxton is sort of one of our unique areas in that we're in the midst of some trail improvements in Roxton. So right just out of town, the trail is technically closed as we resurface a good part of it heading into to Paris. So having said that, Roxton itself is going to be looking at, again, some hiking and bicycling activities around there, heading the different direction. And again, more cleanup going on. So we're trying to be a clean group of people on the trail.
Well, I'm sure there's, it's
132 miles.
132 miles. There's got to be some maintenance going on. Paris, of course, one of the bigger towns along the trail, and just right up the road from Commerce, and looks like they've got a lot going on that weekend.
They really do. You know, first of all, we have the annual archery tournament that's going on in Paris, so that brings a lot of people to town in its own right. And actually, part of the trail right there for a few hundred feet will be closed to bicyclists and hikers because we have those arrows flying through the air and things like that. We don't want a problem there. But we try to be careful. We are going to have, this is one of our unique things along of all of our trail towns, we're going to have a yoga demonstration at the yoga park, which is on the trail. Now, if you haven't been to the trail in Paris, you may not know that we have a yoga park right there on the trail. So if you want to, you know, get into that, you're into yoga, or if you want to learn something, that's the place to be.
We're talking with Jack Neal. Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. I'm guessing that maybe 50 years ago, there was no yoga park in Paris.
Probably wasn't. In fact, about 10 years ago, there wasn't one. But we do have one now. We're also most likely going to be having some bicycle, some demonstrations for repairs and maintenance going on by one of our local bike shops. It's right there on the trail, Gear Down Bikes. They're on the trail as well. So it's going to be a busy day.
Right. Farmersville's having a bike ride. Of course, Farmersville not far to our west.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking about Paris. Reno is right outside of
Absolutely.
Paris.
Reno, again, they always are involved with the trail. They've got sort of a Halloween activity that goes on in October. And right now, they're planning what they're calling a photo scavenger hunt. I'm not totally sure I know what that is, but it does sound really intriguing. I really can't wait to see how that that opens up for them. And again, as with so many towns along the trail, we're using that opportunity to get people involved and clean things up.
Mm-hmm. Blossom is close to Paris, isn't it?
Yep, just one stop down from Reno. And that's, again, one of our exciting things that we're trying to maybe build on it. We're going to have a nature walk with a master naturalist, one of our Texas master naturalists, David Drake. break. They're going to get away about 8 o'clock or so out of Red River County, walk about 2 hours, and then turn around and head back, be back to the trailhead they started at by noon. So they're going to have a busy morning, and they do recommend that if you go to that, John, bring your field guide and your pair of binoculars, because we think it's going to be, you know, sort of a busy morning, a lot of things happen.
A pair of good walking shoes. That's quite a hike.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So this is Saturday, April 7th. It's opening day for trails all over the country, but in particular on the Northeast Texas Trail in North Texas.
That's what we worry about. Absolutely.
Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Jack Neal, Executive Director of the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.